Excited nang muling makapagbakasyon sa Pilipinas ang adventure seeker at community leader na si G. Magno. Bukod sa pamamasyal, gusto rin niyang makarelax at alagaan ang kalusugan habang sinusulit ang holiday. Kaya't isa siya sa mga natuwa sa inisyatibo ng Philippine Department of Tourism na ibida ang mga natatanging health and wellness destination sa bansa sa kanilang health tourism roadshow sa Australia.
It's amazing. It's overwhelming. I had a feeling that they would be doing it, but to do it on a national program with the Department of Tourism is a big step for the Filipino tourism and medical industry.
18 miyembro ng delegasyon kasama ang ilang opisyal ng Department of Tourism, hotel owners, wellness resort, aesthetics at dental health professionals ang umikot sa Perth, Melbourne, Brisbane at Sydney para ipakilala sa Australians ang mga kakayahan ng mga Pilipino sa serbisyong medikal at pangangalaga ng katawan.
And we're trying to encourage the Australians and the Filipinos as well to know more about the services na ino-offer ng ating mga kababayan sa Pilipinas. Key market at saka top 5 lagi ang Australia. So that means to say na pabalik na tayo sa normal, pre-COVID times, we're getting back to normal. And as always, Australia has always been among our favorites.
Sa datos ng Medical Tourism Association at International Healthcare Research Center, kasama ang bansa sa 10 pangunahing medical tourism destination sa mundo, bagay na nais pang palawigin ni Dr. Paulo Tugmang, ang Director for Product and Project Development ng DOT at nanguna sa roadshow.
Kasi we know naman that the Australians would usually go to Bali, you know, for wellness, to Thailand, to Singapore, to Malaysia, to China to have their treatments, especially because a lot of the Australians usually pay out of pocket for these services, diba? They're not part or covered by insurance. So what we really want is to capture then the market, to have an alternative destination like the Philippines, because alam naman natin, we have the Filipino brand of wellness, Filipino brand of care. Kilala tayo sa hospitality natin, kilala tayo sa pag-aalaga natin, our nurses are world class. So why look for something else that's not familiar, but look for something that we offer. So that's what we want to give them. And of course, in every roadshow na nag-engage kami ng mga stakeholders na Australians, gusto din namin na pati mga Filipinos. They're what we call the migrant tourists.
Dagdag ni Dr. Tugmang, kabilang sa mga naging kriteriya ng ahensya para makasama sa kampanya ay ang kakayahan ng isang establishmento o kumpanya na magbigay ng mataas na kalidad ng serbisyo at may pagpapahalaga sa kalikasan.
Dapat important kasi sa amin na meron silang consciousness about how to protect tourism in a sense that it can be enjoyed by the future generations. So that's not only about eco-friendliness, it's not only about being able to encapsulate the sustainability aspect, but really to embody it in their company. No, so lahat ng stakeholders na sama namin, assured kayo na young, vibrant, and very much sustainable yung practices nila.
Isa dito ang The Farm at San Benito sa Lipa, Batangas na dinarayo para sa ecotherapy na para sa ahensya ay tugma para sa mga Australians na health conscious at nature lovers.
Okay. So what's great about the Australians is that they already mature market for health, fitness and wellness, because first and foremost they live a very healthy lifestyle. I noticed that they're very conscious and mindful consumers. So I'm very proud to say that The Farm has won over 100 international awards, including Best Medical Wellness Resort in the World, and in the process, putting the Philippines in the global wellness map.
Isa rin sa mga pangunahing isinusulong ang dental tourism. Ayon kay Dr. Gio Batitis, Pangulo ng Philippine Dental Association, kumpiyansa sila sa kakayahan ng mga Pilipinong dentista na magbigay ng maipagmamalaking serbisyo at pangangalaga.
Ang role namin dito is to promote the Filipino dentist. Alam naman natin kapag mga Filipino dentist, iba yung care nila, 'di ba? Iba yung care nila, iba-iba silang gumawa. Alam natin ang kamay ng mga Pilipinong dentista at ipinagmamalaki namin ito. Marami na kaming mga pasyente na nanggagaling sa Australia, and according sa aming study, Australia is the best market for the dental tourism.
Naging malaking hamon sa sektor ang COVID-19 pandemic. Pero kahit ngayong maluwag na ang restriksyon, tinitiyak umano nilang nasusunod pa rin ang pagpapanatili ng kaligtasan ng kalusugan ng bawat pasyente. Lalo na para sa dentista ng mga kilalang celebrity sa Pilipinas na si Ralph de las Alas.
I am Dr. RFD or Dr. Ralph de las Alas of Urban Smiles. I am the dentist of the celebrities in the Philippines like Vice Ganda, Coco Martin, Julia, and Moira. One of the major adjustments of most of the clinics, pero sa amin kasi, even without pandemic, sobrang rigid na ng infection control namin. We are already wearing PPE, face mask, even walang pandemic. But of course, yung mas mahigpit na infection control measures, ginagawa ngayon yan. And of course, limited din ang number of patients per day. So that, alam mo na, yung cross-infection and cross-contamination will not happen in the clinic.
Dagdag naman ni Dr. Clarissa Pe na kinatawan ng 29 na dental clinics mula Cebu, kayang-kaya na ring makipagsabayan ng mga dental clinics sa Pilipinas sa iba pang mga bansa, lalo na at mayroon na ring dekalidad na gamit at teknolohiya.
And we are so happy that the technology of the world is available in Cebu. If you want a crown on the same day, you can have it because we have clinics who are members of this group who have the CAD/CAM technology to provide that service. We have specialists who trained in Boston University. We have endodontists who do root canals, who have microscopes just like any other clinic, you know, in the US, in Australia, in Sydney.
Sa naging pahayag naman ni Ambassador Maria Helen de la Vega, ang hakbang na ito ay simula pa lang ng mas magandang ugnayan ng Pilipinas at Australia. Lalo pa at isa ang turismo sa tinukoy na paglalaanan ng pansin ng dalawang bansa sa nagdaang pagbisita ni Prime Minister Anthony Albanese sa Maynila.
Very confident ako, my dear, na malalagpasan natin yung number of tourist arrivals to the Philippines dun sa pre-pandemic level. So sa ngayon, 137,000 plus na kasi. And I think talagang we will continue to be a key and significant partner ng Filipino people sa Pilipinas, yung pag-assist ng tourism in addressing poverty in the Philippines as well. So magtulungan tayo. I think Australians need to get to know better the Filipinos, and Filipinos also need to get better the Australians.
Edinel Magtibay para sa SBS Filipino.